WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 8. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Each year, public school districts around the state update improvement plans for the district as a whole, as well as individual campuses. What's different about this year's plans in the Bryan School District is the philosophy of new central office administrators. That was pointed out during yesterday's school board workshop by board member and retired teacher Ruthie Waller.
Knowing our personalities of our central administration now, it's not a gotcha thing at all. Now I think of you as a communicator.
Superintendent Christy Whitbeck told the board she shared what the board expects of her to members of the district's leadership team last week.
That tightness of us all being held accountable and all talking, starting with me, about the work and what we have to do. So I think that's a big piece of it, staying on top of it.
The updated improvement plans, which were unanimously adopted by the board, was a project led by Whitbeck's new chief of staff, Ginger Carabine. Next month marks 9 years since College Station voters approved a bond issue that included expanding and renovating the public library. The city council continues working on the design. During the special meeting yesterday, Councilman Jerome Rectorick was among those reacting to using the same color of brick for the facade that's found in the city's new Gateway monument markers.
The last comment, can we change the brick from burgundy to maroon?
I think Acme set that name.
Yeah. It's actually called Blend 137. So if we just want to stick with 137.
Yeah, stick with 137, okay. Please.
Bids for the more than $8 million expansion were supposed to have been received last month. Once the council awards a contract, construction will take up to a year and a half to complete. This year's budget at Blinn College was based on no change in enrollment, but 452 fewer students are taking almost 108,000 fewer credit hours compared to a year ago.
A report given to Blinn's Board of Trustees noted a larger number of first-time full-time students, growth in Blinn's Team and Engineering Academy programs, and more students in Blinn's 12-week courses that began last Monday. But the number of credit hours, which is how Blinn generates revenue, is down 80,000 in Bryan and 14,000 in Brenham compared to last fall. WTAW News is waiting for Blinn's answer to how much less money was made this fall compared to its budget. Administrators did report there's plenty of time to overcome the revenue shortfall. This fall's headcount in Bryan's down 383 from last fall to just under 12,000. In Brenham, there are 26 fewer students at a little more than 2,300. Additional information is online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Every second counts, plan two ways out, is this year's theme for National Fire Prevention Week.
This is a time that we really focus on teaching fire safety. And the parents are quite important in this. Grandparents are important in this. The kids are going to come home with this information. And we need you to get excited like this is the best thing you could be doing tonight because it might save your child.
Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says once a fire starts, it doubles in size every 30 seconds, which gives a family about 3 minutes to escape. Later this month, hundreds of Special Olympics athletes are scheduled to be in the Twin Cities for the 17th annual Fall Classic. At the same time, Texas Special Olympics says they need $100,000 in the next 30 days. Spokesman Steve Helm says they canceled fundraising efforts in areas damaged by Harvey.
The possibility of their competition being canceled, I mean, that will really break their spirits. And it's something that we don't want to see, and we know the public doesn't want that to happen for them either.
Helm says 20,000 Special Olympics athletes live within Harvey's damage zone. Contributions can be made online at sotx.org. The state's short-term financial loss from Hurricane Harvey is expected to lead an overall uptick in state revenue.
Estimating Hurricane Harvey costs in the hundreds of billions of dollars, State Comptroller Glenn Hager assured state lawmakers so far the storms haven't broken the state's budget.
For this biennium, Texas will be able to meet our cash flow needs, although those needs are now very different.
Hager said the state will see short-term loss in economic output from factories and refineries that were shut down, but the long-term picture is better.
As individuals and businesses make up purchases to rebuild, we will likely to see revenue collections in excess of normal trends.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 76 degrees. Be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local headlines at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Did your yard look healthy last summer? If not, consider adding some compost. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC offers a compost program that uses premium soil-enhancing material. It's the organic way to improving the health of your yard. In addition to being more attractive, a healthy yard fends off diseases and retains and uses water more efficiently. For an organic boost, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, hey, it's 8:11, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference. Okay, here's some numbers for you from the weather guy.
It'll be partly to mostly cloudy at times during today, a bit breezy as well with scattered showers around. Chance of a thunderstorm, high temperature low to mid-80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers end this evening, low 70s overnight. Clouds, occasional sun with a brief shower possible Wednesday, high temperature mid-70s, and a mix of clouds and sun, warmer Thursday, 85 to 90. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Got a little bit of heavy rain. It's a small cell that's inside the loop in Houston, and then there's some over in Port Arthur and Beaumont and Vidor, and then around Liberty and Cleveland, but that's, you know, a long way from here. For a 60% chance of showers, so we'll see how that works. Okay, so if you need to do something this elaborate just to break up with your significant other, there's definitely a lot of problems out there. 30-year-old named Michael Bolton, not that one. Maybe it's Bolton. It's B-O-U-L-T-O-N.
Okay, Bolton.
I'll say that. Okay, Bolton. Be Michael. Anyhow, Michael is from Gladstone, Australia. In court last week after his breakup plan fell apart. See, Michael and his girlfriend went away on vacation together at the end of August, and he dumped her while they were away. But he knew he would do that and that it was going to be tough once he got back home because she would have to move out.
Oh.
So it's so wonderful that you have cell phones and you can text and call and get this taken care of.
Right, of course.
He hired somebody for $150 to break in the house while they were away to steal her stuff.
Oh, they stole it.
Yeah, he figured that'd be a lot easier.
Oh, I thought. I thought he was going to hire like his buddies to come move all her stuff.
No, no, just steal it. Yeah. Well, the cops pretty well figured out what had happened, and when they got back and she reported the robbery, Michael arrested, pled guilty to one count of stealing. Well, that's what they call it there. Okay,
all right.
Got 12 months probation, plus he has to pay his ex-girlfriend $675 worth of damage.
Oh, but he got to break up with her.
So, yeah, I guess that's probably right.
Well, and it sounds like she's not really missing out much.
No. No, I'd say she's better off for that.
I would agree. We did just get a text in, and I have to share this because we made a pretty big deal about it when it happened. So this is Chad. He texted in a couple of weeks ago because he was the one who was able to get the Olive Garden Unlimited Pasta Pass.
Sure.
And he said that yesterday he went and enjoyed his first meal there, and he goes, I might have thanked y'all too quickly. Y'all, I'm going to get so fat, I might have to bump up my workouts to twice a day.
Twice a day.
I am not apologizing for this, though. You have a pasta pass.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, about that. You know, Robert De Niro put 60 pounds on in Raging Bull when he played old Jake LaMotta.
He did.
And he went to Italy and stayed for like 2 months and just ate pasta.
That was it?
And ice cream. And yeah, and
gelato.
60, yeah, and 60 pounds.
So you think it's good for you, that pasta, but yeah.
Carb up.
Yeah, and that's okay as long as you're working
right.
out.
Right. You gotta burn that fuel.
Got
you
to
can't
do that.
Just you can't just fuel.
There is a deal on Netflix right now, and it's called Jerry Before Seinfeld.
Yes.
Yes.
If you haven't, have you guys seen it?
I have not watched
okay.
it.
Okay.
No.
Have you seen it, Zach?
No, but you were telling me all about it Saturday.
Outstanding stuff.
Okay.
Well, no, Chip was telling you about it.
Oh, that's right.
Chip was the one because he's seen it. Okay. So I got a chance to watch some of it yesterday. And basically what he did is he went back to a place called the Comic Strip, which is where he started.
Okay.
And they, in fact, even had a little video of when he was there doing his bit. But he has basically saved every joke that he has written since the 70s.
Wow.
And they had a great scene. He's sitting in the middle of the street, and he has all these legal sheets of paper basically stuck to the street. I was trying to figure out how they stuck them to the street
right.
without the wind blowing them away. But one of the things he was talking about was sports. And some guy yelled out, "What's your favorite sport?" He said, "Baseball, like anybody cares." And he said, "Yeah, you know, I like the Mets. He said, "Think about this. The teams that you root for. Now, what happens is people come and people go. They're on your team, and this is the pros, so he said, and they're traded to someplace else. What you're doing is you're rooting for your uniforms."
Correct.
That's it.
Yeah.
You're hoping that your laundry will beat the laundry from another
your
city.
Your laundry. That's fantastic.
And he said, and that guy changes his shirt, and all of a sudden you hate him because he's wearing the other team's clothes.
That's
right.
true.
So that's
astute
it.
Observations
and
from one Jerry
without
Seinfeld.
Without even meeting someone, you might hate them
exactly.
because of the jersey they're wearing.
He said, "You see people every day who change their shirt every day. Do you hate them?" You know, it was it's kind of fun.
Oh,
so
man.
if you take sports and just boil it down to
right.
it's
laundry.
Art jerseys against their jerseys.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
care who the people are on the inside.
And it's dirty laundry.
That too, when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, real quick, text message just came in. Major accident at Fitch and Highway 6, eastbound on Fitch. There is heavy emergency personnel on the scene.
Fitch and 6 eastbound.
Eastbound,
so that's going to be over
Fitch.
On the that's over on the Pebble Creek side.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Correct.
All right, so
going out towards Lick Creek.
Right. And there's not much any other way to do that.
Nope.
I don't think Lakeway, I don't know how far Lakeway goes through, but I don't think Lakeway, which cuts behind Lowe's, goes all the way through yet.
Right,
so,
yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, gotcha.
So just plan on that.
Okay.
All right. So Virginia man asked a store worker to pick his lottery ticket for him, and he won.
Really?
David Strauderman was already enjoying a small winning streak after doing a little scratch-off thing at a 7-Eleven. So he handed the clerk $5 and said, "Pick one for me." The clerk pulled a ticket, and the next thing David knew, he's scratching off a $225,000 winner. He said, "I went all numb. I was completely in shock. The big winner hasn't decided how he'll spend the money yet. I'm hoping..."
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, just some,
like a,
some to that person who
right.
went
yes.
ahead
it for
and
you.
Picked
throw
that
a little.
Thing. Yeah, just because that's
just
the
like
way.
Throw him a couple of bills.
Yeah,
that's what I would have done if I was the cashier or whatever. I would have just kept it for ransom until he agreed
yeah,
to so, pay me.
Yeah, hey, looks like you might have won here, buddy. Just hope you're able to get your prize.
Hope you're thankful.
Yeah. 78-year-old Dennis Helmer, Westmont, North New Jersey, says his wallet was stolen nearly 50 years ago when his parents' house was burglarized. Wallet contained his Selective Service card from 1957, a photo of his prom date, along with photos of several other girls that he had dated.
Okay, Dennis.
Almost, yeah.
All right, Dennis.
It was a different time.
Yeah,
It was a different time. Anyway, so Dennis got a call recently from a man who found the wallet hidden in the ceiling of a home that was being remodeled. He says it was suspicious. He was suspicious at first and thought that the caller was some kind of a scammer. But the guy actually brought the wallet back to him, and amazingly, everything was intact. Says the wallet brings back a lot of great memories.
Huh.
Oh, very
interesting.
Cool.
All those girls, Mary
all
Lou
those girls,
and Gladys
right.
and all
prom
that kind
date
of stuff.
His...
Hey, we haven't done anything about pumpkin spice or Starbucks in like, what, a week?
Right.
Okay, Starbucks is up in its PSL game again.
Okay.
They have their pumpkin spice whipped cream, okay, bringing it back.
Oh, okay.
Sweet coffee topper is made with real pumpkin and cinnamon and ginger and nutmeg and clove, and it comes in a beautiful orange tone and will look fabulous on social media
when
you hit the joint. It starts on Thursday.
I don't know about the orange tone. I know that shouldn't
it's
make much of a difference.
It's a beautiful orange tone.
Yeah. But
considering it's made with real pumpkin, that's where you're hoping most of the color comes from.
Unless they enhance it.
I'm not a big whipped cream fan anyway, though, so I don't think I'm going to, try that out.
All right, I saw a TV commercial last night about something like an instant latte.
Yes.
Really? You take coffee and you take this spray can and squeeze that stuff in there.
Spray can?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like, it looks like Cheese Whiz, except it sprays, I guess, milk and something in there to do a latte.
Okay. Oh, I've seen those. Yeah.
See?
No, thanks.
No, yeah, that's nasty.
You're right.
What is that? And you're spraying it directly
When you said Insta, I was thinking they also have, that little Insta coffee packs.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But some of them have, a powdered milk in it, too. So you're actually getting, an Insta latte that way.
You could stir it up,
but this is like you're spraying something into your coffee and you're stirring it, and it creates. Yep, yeah. I've seen that.
It's like an MRE for coffee.
Oh, perfect.
Or
lattes.
Going back to what millennials would give up to have their student loans forgiven, someone did text in and say 0% are willing to give up their daily Starbucks.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And then another one texted in after this was when we got to commercial break. Someone else texted in and said, would these millennials be willing to enlist in the military to get their student loans forgiven?
There's actually a lot that, that's after the fact, but there's plenty that go into the military with the idea of thing.
Yeah.
When I get out, I can have my
college
education.
Yeah. That's, but I like the idea just doing the service thing. So there you go. It's 8:22. Okay. Yeah. Tom Petty died.
Yes.
And does not sing the song that we played earlier.
No, not at all.
In case you guys didn't know.
I feel bad. I flipped out a little bit, Chelsea.
You did.
I apologize.
Don't worry about it.
I apologize.
So it was a strange thing because CBS News reported that Tom had died yesterday afternoon.
Right. And then he came back to life.
Yeah. That was based on a statement from LAPD.
Fake news.
And they retracted it.
Right.
Oh, anyway, he was born in Gainesville, Florida.
Okay.
This I did not know. He learned to play the guitar from Don Felder.
Really?
Who went on to become one of the Eagles.
Did not know that.
He was a member of the Traveling Wilburys. Do you know the Traveling Wilburys?
No.
Do you know them?
It's an all-star group.
They are. Here's Tom Petty from this. You can sit around and wait for the phone to ring. Waiting for someone to tell you everything. Now, I mean, y'all are young, but this was George Harrison, Bob Dylan, Roy Orbison, Jeff Lynne, and Tom Petty. Pretty good stuff. Anyway.
Yeah.
But Free Fallin' is probably how most folks know him.
Definitely.
That was his
American Girl's pretty. Yeah, but
yeah,
Free Fallin', you're right.
American Girl. And then he did Stop Dragging My Heart Around with Stevie Nicks. But pretty amazing. They wrapped up their 40th tour, and Tom Petty said at that time would be their last. So I'm wondering maybe if this was a long, this was a health condition that he knew
he knew about it.
Right, because 66, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he was young.
And a heart attack. So anyway, but...
By the way, also, he had that long-standing character on King of the Hill. And that was funny, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he was great in that.
Did he? So he voiced it?
Yeah, he voiced a character. It was Luann's Platter's, I guess, fiance.
Right.
The one that slipped on some urine in the Walmart or whatever
and sued him and got
a bunch of money.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it was...
He did. He enjoyed he enjoyed doing that kind of stuff. So, Balenciaga shoe people? Yes, no?
Oh,
sure.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Okay. Sent models down the runway in platform Crocs for its spring 2018 show in Paris. And fashion people really don't exactly know what to think about that.
Right.
Really.
Teen Vogue says that the comfy, cheap, and ugly shoes got a high-fashion do-over by adding a 4-inch platform and charms inserted in the little pinholes.
Oh, my gosh.
Balenciaga is calling them foam series shoes, crediting Crocs for the inspiration. As pictures of the yellow, pink, and gray shoes shot across the internet, fashion Twitter had a caps lock meltdown. Reactions ranging from
I'm yelling.
Yes, I didn't even know it
yelling.
Was possible to make Crocs look so cute. The other said, stop trying to make ugly shoes cool.
Yeah.
Crocs need to die.
I thought artsy-fartsy world, the uglier the better sometimes.
Sometimes, it just depends.
But look. every time I see somebody in Crocs, I'm just thinking, no.
I will say, I slipped on, my roommate has a pair, and I went to Wat Coda the other day, so they were by the door, so I just slipped them on.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I
no,
did, and they're camo.
Oh, Chelsea.
Oh.
They have gotten sturdier since I owned a pair.
Okay.
I owned a pair back in college, and again, I would just wear them when I was walking the dog, okay? And they were, you know, great, easy slip-on, just leave them by the door. But yeah, I slipped them on the other day, and I thought, oh, these have gotten a little bit sturdier than since I will not go out and buy a pair. Don't worry. Don't you too fret.
All right. I'm just thinking I would, you know, I don't want to put my feet in there. I just don't.
In someone else's Crocs?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, maybe that's weird, but I'm just thinking, no.
It is virus day.
So. It is. Maybe I got a foot virus.
You never know. Hello.
I got to weigh in on the Crocs thing. I tell you what, they are the most butt-ugly shoes, but they're like walking on little pillows.
All right.
Little pillows.
That's a dad right there. You know how, because he's rocking the dad shoes.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Now, if I had a beer, I could pour the beer in and rinse them out. Then I might want to do that.
I did feel very... classy in my camo Crocs walking around the neighborhood.
Don't you know?
Yeah. You do it, girl!
Yeah, exactly. I should have just been walking around with a beer, but I think that's illegal.
By the way, yeah, by the way, there is a man near my neighborhood who has a pet raccoon that he walks.
Stop.
I am dead serious. I saw him the other night. He has a pet raccoon that he puts on a leash and walks it down
the sidewalk. At least he puts it on a leash.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't let a raccoon run
wild. Because a raccoon
would
go, you're talking about going anywhere. Golly.
That's cool.
They freak me out, though. They got people hands.
All right, now. Well,
got people hands.
All right, now, I want to just stop a minute. Now, you've seen him do this more than once, I'm guessing.
No.
No,
I
just
only saw
this time?
I only saw him the once.
All right.
Did it look tame?
Yeah, I mean, he had it on a leash.
Well,
I would assume it would have to be.
But my dog's on a leash, and she doesn't always look tame when she's
on
a leash.
I'm not knowing what your life is, but you might want to stake that out maybe like a couple of nights and see if
I
want to
be friends with that guy.
I don't know what your life is.
Well, I mean,
Zach,
I don't know if you
stalk the raccoon for us. Raccoon Watch 2017, Zach Taylor,
WTAW. I'm going to sit in my car and stake him out.
This is your special report, okay? I had to keep an eye on the giraffe for like two freaking months.
That's right.
Okay, the least you can do is stalk the raccoon for us.
But it would be interesting to know, what's the story? Why? How did you get this raccoon? Is this a second generation?
Hey, tonight is National Night Out. Are you guys having a neighborhood party? Maybe you could go and meet the raccoon,
yeah, a block party.
Or at least the owner.
Yeah, because I know you want to go walking around with your neighbors going, where's the guy with the raccoon?
Hey, do you know who the raccoon
guy is? Where's Raccoon Man?
Yeah.
It's Steve. Yeah, Steve, it's over there.
Either that or they'll go, who's that guy?
Yeah.
Does he really live around here?
And then you're going to get him kicked out of the neighborhood or the raccoon.
Anything that you can find out and share about the raccoon.
Yeah, is that legal?
But no idea if he picked up after it, though. That would be the worst thing to have
your
raccoon.
You got to have the bag.
Do its business in somebody else's yard.
Remind me, because I might forget on Thursday, but Leah's here. Let's talk to her about pet raccoons.
Okay.
It's 8:28.
Shinko, with your money now. Google parent Alphabet has produced a long-anticipated document in the high-stakes legal battle with Uber Technologies that showed the ride-hailing company knew a former Google engineer had confidential Google files before buying his self-driving car startup. But the report stopped short of establishing that Uber possessed or used those files to jumpstart its own driverless car program, the allegation at the center of Alphabet's lawsuit. Federal regulators disagreed sharply about whether to remove AIG from federal oversight, including over whether Friday's vote to release the company was legal. Fed Chair Janet Yellen, who cast a key vote in favor of releasing the company from tighter oversight, said she still saw the possibility of a destabilizing run where panicky holders of certain AIG insurance products withdraw cash en masse, but she said the financial system should be able to handle the resulting stress. Crude oil down 13 cents at $50.45 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are modestly higher. And that's your money now.
I have some auditing and forecasting for you two robo-accountants. Can you have it done Friday?
We never sleep, Mike.
Or take breaks. Or sick days.
It's official. Robots have entered the world of accounting, and certified management accountants have mastered the 11 most critical practice areas in business, which means they'll be the ones calling the shots.
So then you'll have it done Wednesday.
No, Friday.
We need a couple of days to get in the zone.
Friday.
The CMA certification. You've got to earn it. Visit CMAcertification.org for details.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Just minutes after the world's worst mass shooting Sunday night, social media was up to its old destructive tricks. Kim Commando with your Tuesday Consumer Tech Update. In light of the Las Vegas tragedy, someone has to ask the question, in times of crisis, does social media do more harm than good? While Facebook's PR machine was up and running at full blast just hours after the shooting, announcing that Mark Zuckerberg himself had activated Facebook's safety check feature on social media, the usual list of suspects also went into full blast mode, flooding social media with fake news and photos of the attackers who weren't really the attackers. As for Facebook's safety check, let's get real. In a disaster, if someone can manage to send a message on Facebook saying that they're okay, they can just as easily text family and friends. Make no mistake, you simply cannot trust so-called social media news or photos in natural disasters or tragedies. Get all the tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Why just listen to the Kim Commando Show when there's so much more? Why not watch the whole show in high definition on your phone, tablet, or television?
This is so cool because you're so nice.
Or download the podcast in crystal clear digital audio. Watch or listen on your schedule, driving, exercising, or relaxing.
I have been following you for years, and you've made me pretty much a genius.
But Kim's Club is so much more. You also get security and data breach alerts, priority calling into the Kim Commando Show.
My favorite digital goddess. I'm so glad I get to talk to you.
And Kim's Club offers discounts for everyone over 50, former and current military, and all service personnel. It's never been more affordable to be a Kim's Club member. So stay up to date the easy and fun way. Because these days, you can't know too much about technology.
And it's like you're our friend on the radio, and I just think it's awesome.
Go now to club.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O, club.commando.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:33 at 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center, treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7 for medical care and emergency room needs. Your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A more than $8 million expansion and renovation of College Station's public library could be finished by the middle of 2019. That's close to 11 years after voters approved the project in a bond issue. During a special city council meeting yesterday, Assistant Public Works Director Emily Fisher fielded more council observations, including a wish from Blanche Brick to change the design of the roof.
Something that doesn't look like a parachute coming down.
Well, that roof is the spine of the building, so it's not just the entrance. It actually runs.
The length of the building.
So that would be a significant change.
Okay. Yeah, I figured that wouldn't be an easy thing to redo.
Fisher said the color of the brick to be used in the facade will match the city's new Gateway Monument markers. She was also asked to get estimates to replace the library sign along Harvey Mitchell Parkway, which is not part of the project. The 12,000-square-foot expansion includes a larger children's area and program space. Bryan School Board members yesterday adopted annual improvement plans for individual campuses and the district as a whole. The difference in this year's plans is the new philosophy coming from new central office administrators. Board member and retired teacher Ruthie Waller said there is now communication from the superintendent's office instead of what she called a gotcha attitude.
So instead of Big Brother is watching, you know, we want to be right in the middle of things so that we can help. The leadership is so sensitive about doing it right and doing what's best for kids.
The superintendent's new chief of staff, Ginger Carabine, is in charge of updating the improvement plans, which filter down to campus principals and teachers.
I think just being there to support their efforts, to remove the obstacles, to empower them, build the relationship with them. This is not about being punitive, and it's not about changing the children. It's what will the adults do differently, and how can we best equip them for success?
Superintendent Christy Whitbeck told the board she shared what the board expects of her to members of the district's leadership team last week, a message she says also works its way way to all BISD employees. Fall enrollment at Blinn College continues a decline that began last spring.
Blinn administrators told the Board of Trustees at their last meeting that this fall, 452 fewer students are taking almost 108,000 fewer credit hours compared to a year ago. Officials say there are safety nets built into the budget to overcome what was planned to be no change in enrollment. How much revenue has to be made up has not been revealed, but administrators say there's plenty of time to overcome the financial shortfall. Revenue is based on how many credit hours students are taking. Blinn reports 4,500 more hours being taken by high school students in dual credit programs, and a new vocational center in Brenham has generated 1,500 hours. That's more than offset by a drop of 80,000 credit hours on the Bryan campus and a drop of 14,000 hours on Brenham's main campus compared with last fall. Headcount in Bryan is slightly under 12,000, a decrease of 383 from last fall. And the headcount in Brenham, which is still over 2,300, is off 26 students from the fall of last year. Additional information is online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
October marks a month-long series of activities associated with National Fire Prevention Week. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says a fire doubles in size every 30 seconds.
So you start calculating your home size, doubling in size every 30 seconds, you and your children probably have about 3 minutes to get out of that house if you're going to.
This year's theme is Every Second Counts, Plan Two Ways Out.
If one way is trapped, is blocked, you don't have a lot of time to figure out where else you're going to go. You need, coming out of every room, you need two ways to get out of that room, two ways to get out of the house.
Val says not only plan on how to get out, but once you're out, to set a location for everyone to meet. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 76 degrees. You can text us any time of the day with your traffic updates, your news tips, photos, and videos. That number is 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
8:37, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
It'll be partly to mostly cloudy at times during today, a bit breezy as well with scattered showers around. Chance of a thunderstorm, high temperature low to mid-80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers end this evening, low 70s overnight. Clouds, occasional sun with a brief shower possible Wednesday, high temperature mid-70s, and a mix of clouds and sun, warmer Thursday, 85 to 90. This is Gary Bass, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's some rain inside the loop, not much. All this stuff is coming up off the coast. Cleveland's getting pounded pretty well, and the Golden Triangle's getting some rain, but we'll see. So I always wanted to be like Chip Howard when I grew up, so I could...
Who doesn't want to be?
Yeah, interview authors. So now, like, so both you guys went to A&M. Did you see any concerts when you were at A&M that really made you think about how cool it was to live here where you could see these people?
I saw Willie, Duck Jam, him and Coolio. So,
all right, you got
okay.
that.
Okay, yeah, you got that.
Okay, all right.
You know, it wasn't until I moved up north that I realized actually how, you know, grateful we should be of the live music we get around here. Yeah. And I definitely took it for granted in college. Now, when Reed used to play have concerts, I saw Shania Twain and I saw the Dixie Chicks, which were, you know, two of my childhood favorites. Yeah. So I remember seeing that. But even then, I don't think I was even in college yet when that happened. I was in, you know, elementary school and then maybe in high school.
Yeah. Well, Rob Clark's with us this morning. Rob's got a book. It's called Live from Aggie Land. He's going to be doing a signing Friday at the MSC bookstore. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. What caused you to want to write this book?
Well, I've covered music for a long time,
yeah.
And I realized there was no book like this.
Yeah.
And as I went back into the history and saw the really big names that have come through here, a lot of people didn't know that a lot of those big acts came through here.
Yeah.
It seemed like, well, we've got enough here to tell a story. So.
Well, and it's cool because we don't get to, just because the venues have changed, that we don't get to see them here as much as we used to back in the day.
That's true. We still get, you know, some good stuff, but maybe not as much as in previous years.
Yeah.
But it's a complicated sort of town for entertainment sometimes.
So now how did you decide to dive into the archives to find out the acts that had been here?
The first part was realizing the Johnny Cash story that happened,
okay.
Which you helped me with.
Sure.
And I wrote a story for the Eagle about it and then expanded on it for the book. I didn't realize that the big controversy in 64,
right.
When he was arrested, and then the concert was canceled on campus, and then the students brought him off campus. And I didn't. Once I got into that story, I thought, well, this is pretty interesting. And when you add that to Elvis and Willie's Picnic and Lyle and Robert Earl and all that stuff, it you know, there's a lot there.
It is. And there was a time back before this that G. Raleigh White would have acts. It was called Town Hall back then. And I can remember when I thought things had really changed because they brought Peter, Paul, and Mary here. Now, before that, it was Letterman. Okay, great, the Letterman. Okay, so they could sing all this stuff. But we actually had people that was pop music, and I could see then that things were going to change, and we could get these kind of people in College Station.
Yeah, and that really continued, you know, through the 70s and 80s and 90s, and things have changed since then, but... there are a lot of acts I didn't get to in this book that a lot of people, that's their favorite show.
Sure.
So I've had a lot of people say, what about this show? What about, you know, and so there is a lot to dig into. And so that's what makes it fun.
Well, I think that's probably why this book is fun, that people will come and read this and they'll go, I remember that. I was at that show where, gosh, I didn't know that person played here. And so, I mean, do you think we can ever return to those days?
Well, it's you know, it's hard to say. I think the community misses Willie Bennett and Johnny Lyon quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And venues, you know, open and close. Unfortunately, Grant Stafford just, you know, closed last week. Hurricane Harry still brings in Texas Country. Reed is a real complicated thing with finances. And so I don't know. But I know that there are a lot of people that want it to happen, and including the people that book things at Reed and at Rudder. And obviously Opus brings in some interesting.
Well,
acts.
And you mentioned Willie Bennett, who was a music promoter. And these are guys that people may not know. Those are the ones who made it happen here. Willie did a lot of things. Finally doing a lot of work in downtown Bryan. Of course, Johnny Lyons had his own band for a time and then had the Lakeview Club and Texas Hall of Fame. And that's, I guess, not having a venue as big as the Hall of Fame probably hurts a little bit, too.
Yeah, it's just I've always thought it's a complicated town for entertainment.
Yeah.
And, but there are people that a lot of people that care about it. And so hopefully we'll see, you know, some more.
Well, I hope so. And, you know, of course, we have a tremendous influx of people here from major cities. They can see anybody in Houston. Production is so expensive now for an act that's part of the problem, that the economics just don't work out.
Right. The costs to bring in a big-name act are astronomical compared to what they were probably 10, 20 years ago. And a lot of that has to do with the internet and streaming, and bands don't make money off of albums anymore, so they have to make it off of their tours. And that has made the cost, you know, really probably insurmountable at times.
Sure. Well, I think the venue for your signing on Friday is great. It's a great weekend for it with the Alabama weekend. You get some guys in here who are 50 years old, and they'll go, hey, I remember. I was here for that show. I got to see that.
Right.
And I saw that, you know, I saw John Denver and Helen Reddy for, I think, $8 or something.
There you go, yeah.
You know, really one of the best ones that I can recall is on Bonfire Night, they used to have some big shows. And Simon and Garfunkel and the Hollies were here.
That must have been a
great
show.
Simon and Garfunkel and the friggin' Hollies in G-Rot. But, again, it was in G. Raleigh White.
Yeah.
We wouldn't know any better, so that's it. So are we going to do another book? Is there more in the...
There's more. I don't know how ambitious I am on that, but there are a lot of other, you know, fun shows that to explore. But these are sort of the big ones that really stood out, and you were a big help on a lot of that.
Glad to help out, but it's fun. But we never got Garth Brooks to pose with our pickle when he came here for
this. Which is in the book.
Yeah, it is. It is. There's some fun remembrances in there. And I am mentioned. I thank you for that, but I was glad to help you with that because I was gone for a while. I lived in Beaumont, and the quality of music they had there for a town that size, I really realized how much I missed what we had here in Bryan College Station. I mean, Billy Idol in Alabama was about all I saw over there.
Well, Alabama's been through here a couple times, but you know, people that are maybe new to the area don't realize that Garth Brooks ended his world tour here in 1998, and that's a huge thing. Three nights, sold out, and that was just enormous for the area. And so that's a big part of this, too.
It is. So anyway, it's Live from Aggieland, and Rob Clark's the author, and you'll be signing at the MSC Bookstore?
Right, from 3 to 5 on Friday with the Texas A&M University Press, who published the book.
Okay, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
All right, let's turn our attention to what's going on at the Chamber. And how are you this morning?
Doing well.
All right,
how are you?
So what's happening?
Oh, man, I wish we had a concert on our list over here.
It'd be nice. It would be nice. It would, absolutely.
We have a local candidates forum coming up on Monday, October 16th. October 16th at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. And you will be there. You'll be our moderator extraordinaire. If you can't make it in person, it will be live streamed on KBTX.com or on WTAW. You can listen in. And this event is free to attend, and we will be featuring the contested races. And then on October 18th, Wednesday, we're going to have a Youth to Career Fair sponsored by Sylvan Learning Center. This is a chance for 8th graders to come and check out all the different career options that are going to be available to them. So if you'd like a booth for that event, a booth is free. So we invite you to just come on out and have fun with some of these kids and show them some of the neat things that they could get to do. Business After Hours for October is going to be on Thursday, October 19th at Chrome, a salon experience at their Tower Point location. That'll be from 5:30 to 7, and like always, is free to attend. We are going to have a health and wellness fall luncheon. It'll be on Tuesday, October 24th at 11:30 a.m. at Phillips Event Center. It's sponsored by CHI St. Joseph Health and Elms Orthodontics. Our speaker for this event is Dr. Charity Karpak from St. Joe's. And then we'll also announce the winners of our fitness challenge that just ended. For ribbon cuttings, we're going to have a deluxe ribbon cutting on Tuesday, October 10th for Skasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry. They have the optometrist next door and then the dentistry next door. They want us to say it's two family businesses under one roof. Okay. So we're going to celebrate them. Tomorrow, we'll have a ribbon cutting for Texas Burger. They're kind of a new restaurant here in town down on Welburn. American Red Cross on Thursday, October 5th from 4:30 to 5. They're celebrating their 100th anniversary. So this will be a big celebration for them. And then on Monday, October 9th, we're going to have a ribbon cutting for the National Alliance on Mental Illness at 4:30 p.m., and they're located just south of J. Cody's. Our Inner Circle Platinum Member of the Week is the Eagle, and they are one of our biggest supporters.
And Rob's boss is right there. That's where he gets his paycheck. So it's perfect.
Go.
Yeah.
Okay. Ties right in. Maybe we did that on purpose. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But we really thank them, and Crystal is our board chair now.
Yep.
It's the new year, so we're excited about that, and we thank them for everything they do for the Chamber.
Right. Thanks a bunch. Visit with folks from the Chamber on Thursdays on News Talk 1620.
Brenham National Bank wants you to try our new BNB Bill Pay Plus. It lets you pay anybody, anytime. It comes free with our reward accounts. We encourage you to open one of our reward accounts and try BNB Bill Pay Plus. It's so easy to use that we know you'll like it. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
At Brenham National Bank.
Join the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum as they celebrate their 20th anniversary with Family Fest, Saturday, October 21st. Open for free and to the public, Family Fest will include carnival games, bounce houses, rides, and complimentary refreshments. And while the festival activities will take place at the pond from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., there will be free admission to the museum 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. For more information, visit bush41.org and click on the Events tab to make reservations.
I need a pool guy.
The pool guy is the guy. He's taken care of my pool for years.
What's his name?
My guy? The pool guy.
Yeah, but what's his name?
The pool guy.
Does he sell pool toys?
Yep, just go to the pool store in Tower Point Shopping Center.
So let me get this straight. Your pool guy is...
The pool guy.
And he has the pool store with pool cleaning and service guys?
You got it. And he builds new pools and renovates existing pools.
I'd still like to know his name.
It's the pool guy. 575-6200.
Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Nationwide and locally, we've seen an increase in bedbug cases. If anyone in your home travels often, lives in a dorm, or you frequently have out-of-town guests, you could be susceptible. Bedbugs are extremely hard to eliminate and absolutely require a pest management professional. If you suspect you have bedbug issues, call ABC for a free evaluation. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Commercial Services.
Hey, there you go. About 10 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Have a snake story. We'll save that till Chelsea gets back because we want to be able to do that. We talked earlier this morning about tattoos. And yesterday we talked about the lady who got the whites of her eyes tattooed, if you remember that.
Yeah.
Scientists have developed a smart tattoo that can detect changes to your health. New York Daily News says reporters at Harvard and MIT, so, well, they're neighbors, they're right down the street from each other, so they ought to be able to do that, says this tattoo can detect hydration and blood sugar levels. So this is like the sweaty seat thing. That's what it was from the car. Remember that we had this morning, you could sit in the car and it could tell whether you were hydrated or not.
Yeah.
This is a tattoo. The special ink is called Dermal Abyss. It is enhanced with biosensors that change color based on the chemistry of our pH, our sodium, our glucose, and the hydrogen ions that are present in our body fluids. Testing was done using pieces of pig skin with the tattoos added. Colors on the tattoo changed depending on what the ink was testing for, whether it was pH, sensing ink that changed from purple to pink, increased glucose levels, changed from green to brown, and sodium indicators, green became more intense under UV light. The tattoos like this could be used one day on humans, kind of like checking your oil level, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at your arm and you see what the tattoo shows from a color to tell whether your glucose is okay or your pH is okay. And you can also treat the things like diabetes with that.
Interesting.
So there you are. And on the other science thing, again, we'll continue science while Chelsea's not here. Three Americans have been awarded the Nobel Prize for research on biological clocks and sleep. Jeffrey Hall, Michael Robach, and Michael Young received the 2017 Nobel Prize for Psychology and Medicine for their work in uncovering the mechanisms behind our biological clocks, our circadian rhythms. Popular science says that these biological clocks are present in the cells of all living things and keeps activity of everything coordinated with the rotation of the planet and the cycles of the day and night. Because of the work that they've done at Brandeis and Rockefeller Universities, we know what specific genes control our circadian rhythms. That protein encoded by these genes build up during the day, degrade at night, and have basically figured out the role that light plays in those processes. We've noticed, you know, you think about migration of birds. How do they know when to migrate?
Right.
It has to do with the length of the day, circadian rhythms. We have circadian rhythms when we're supposed to go to sleep, when we're not looking at our devices, and that's how we decide when we get up, when we go to sleep, and we don't think about other critters having that, too.
But. Well, and I guess when you think about it, too, I mean, that has to do with jet lag, right? I mean,
yeah, absolutely. If you change your surroundings, change the situation, then it can make a difference in how you feel.
Hmm.
Okay, Chelsea's back now. So
She's back.
We did science while you were gone.
Oh, good.
So that would just make you, you know, not have to.
Sorry, I missed it.
No, I know you are. I know there's no doubt about
Chaining
that.
Chaining all that science stuff.
Anyway. All right, so here we go about little things that can make you happy.
Okay.
Little things that can make you happy. Because, well, you know.
Because we always need a little bit more happiness in this world.
We do. All right. So here we go. The top 10 things. Number 10, having some lazy time where you just relax and do nothing.
Mm, true.
Okay. Yep. Number 9, doing a good deed.
Yep.
Okay. Number 8, hearing from an old friend.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, finding money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if it's like a quarter.
That's right. Number 6, get a compliment.
Uh-huh.
Number 5, get a good deal. See,
ooh,
with that money,
okay,
that you found.
Yeah,
you can do that. Number 4, petting your dog or cat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Clean sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Laughing with friends. And number 1 is a kiss and a hug. So all those things make you happy. They're very simple. And so think about that today.
For
thought
sure.
It was going to be being proved right in an argument.
Well, that could also happen.
The euphoria.
Yeah. That's true. Or winning an argument. Yeah. Like or winning like an Indian leg wrestling match or like
sure.
a regular arm wrestling match. Any of those
happy.
Things.
Yeah,
sure.
That's, yep, definitely.
Work out fine. So if you live a long way from the devastation of the hurricanes, understand that when you buy orange juice, there may be some surprises out there. Florida Department of Citrus has estimated 30 to 70%.
Wait, I'm sorry, the Florida Department of Citrus.
That's right.
Okay.
There you go. The guy has to wear an orange tie to work every
day.
Yeah,
what do you do? I work for the Florida Department of Citrus.
That's it. Orange juice drinkers may pay as much as $2.30 more.
Yikes.
For a gallon of orange juice as a result of the problem that Irma caused there.
Mm.
But there's also been a thing called citrus decline. I was
reading
an article about
that. Just use more champagne.
That, Or that's it. You could use Tang and champagne, right?
Ooh, Tang and champagne.
Who even needs the orange juice?
A Motenga.
Yeah. Who even?
I just made that up.
I like that. A Motenga?
Or a Mimanga?
A Mimanga.
Let's see.
Momosanga?
Momosanga.
Momosanga? Yeah, okay. I'll work on that.
When U.S. Americans reach for their phones, there's a good chance they're about to check Facebook.
Yeah.
More than half of U.S. American mobile users check Facebook's app several times a day, or social media apps and sites are also catching on with consumers. But Facebook has an edge there, too. WhatsApp and Instagram, which placed second and fifth in terms of portion of U.S. mobile users that check them multiple times a day, are also owned by Facebook. So Facebook's got you, okay?
Oh, okay.
You don't have to worry about
Facebook
that.
Facebook owns Instagram?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
That and the WhatsApp. So,
yeah, I don't know what that
WhatsApp.
Is.
WhatsApp.
Okay, there you go. All right, so we told you about this a little bit earlier this morning. Equifax, the consumer data giant, targeted in that hack that exposed the personal data of nearly half of the entire population of the country, says millions more customers might be affected than originally thought. Again, if you were infected in the first batch, who do you cares in the second batch, right? You were affected. Equifax announced yesterday that a cybersecurity company completed the forensic portion of its investigation of the hack, and they found that there were 145.5 million consumers who may have been impacted by the breach, which is 2.5 million more than we thought. Okay, 142, that was enough. Let's add another 2.5 million. And again, just basically figure that your stuff's out there now. People can know it if they need it.
Yeah,
all right?
Definitely.
Retail.
In 1983, Epicure's Catering started designing special events and exceptional experiences. With Epicure's Catering, your menu options are limitless, and your meal will be perfect. Epicure's caters all kinds and all sizes of events, anything and everything. Epicure's offers a full bar service, delivery service, staffing, and tastings for your event. Epicure's Catering. Reach us at 979-695-0985. That's 979-695-0985. Epicure's Catering, where imagination meets reality.
Not available in all states.
Hey, Carl, how is it you're always golfing? I thought you owned a business.
I own a recent Irby's robot franchise, Bob. The robot serves 7 flavors of delicious frozen yogurt, and the franchisor secured the best locations for me.
Sounds so easy.
Yep, easiest employees you'll ever have. Where are you going?
To learn more about a recent Irby's franchise opportunity.
To learn more, go now to froyofranchising.com and use promo code 3535. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 3535.
Yep. 2 minutes till.
Good morning.
It's Mr. Downs, everybody.
Hello.
He's the boss.
Yep, there he is.
He's the man.
Yeah,
we haven't heard from you in a while. We just wanted to make sure everything was okay.
Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
I'm so excited. I got to go to RenFest this weekend, and I'm getting to appear on your show. This is a good time for me.
I know it is. I know you weren't with us earlier this morning.
I could have been. You could have called, but well, no, you never called.
Well, we just wanted to let you know that Nissan has come up with a prototype, a sweat-sensing seat. And it says here
I've got a sweat-sensing seat. God installed it on me at birth, but go ahead.
It says it could help prevent traffic accidents. The technology, which is called Soak, you got to love that, changes color if perspiration is high in salt, suggesting dehydration.
What, you're going to slip down in the seat?
How does that prevent accidents?
I don't.
Because you're aware now, and so you can stop.
That just doesn't seem right.
You're dehydrated?
It's distracted driving. You're going to reach back there and you say, "Holy cow, I'm my butt's sweaty today."
Sweaty swamp butt.
What I'm afraid of is that they're going to put a little warning light. You know, what kind of an icon is going to be on there?
Soap tush.
With any luck, it'll be visible from the cars near you as well.
Okay, now I know.
Perfect. Perfect.
All right, we have 30 seconds left. I know that you always want to have a piece of information that you can lay on somebody and leave them amazed. Like when you used to tell the NAB board you made balloon animals.
Yes.
P-
Ping pong is actually a trademark by Parker Brothers.
No.
It is. What we play
is table tennis.
That's exactly right.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's
there.
Like sheetrock. You're breaking my heart here,
I know.
Man.
Yeah, it's drywall, not sheetrock. Ping pong, okay?
Ping
so take
pong.
That with you. We're back tomorrow, 9 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Brian.